Oh, this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to take a look at fiddle music and violin music now. And why not? Because Mark O'Connor's going to be here. Yes, he is. He's going to be here in less than a month. And he's going to be through the areas of both of the public radio stations upon which this show airs. Northwest Public Radio. Northwest Public Radio. And the Walla Walla Symphony. Now, Northwest Public Radio isn't involved in the sponsorship of this, except that we're promoting this gig a lot. The Walla Walla Symphony at Cordner Hall there on the Whitman College campus. Go to www.wwsymphony.org. It's just www.symphony.org. And you'll find out all about this Mark O'Connor concert on October the 4th, how to get tickets and everything, and you know you want to do this. Mark and Maggie O'Connor, husband and wife, and they are just amazing together. And you'll hear the Appalachian Waltz. The symphony itself will do the New World Symphony. Mark and Maggie O'Connor are going to do his double fiddle concerto. And they're also going to do a couple of their kind of duetty type things. They have a cool album out that just came out called Duo. And what it really is just Mark and Maggie O'Connor doing fiddle. And it's pretty amazing. This is Jerusalem Ridge. Bill Monroe's tune. And normally when you hear this in bluegrass, you hear, you know, there'll be a couple guitars and bass and fiddle, maybe mando. I've never heard it with banjo. Jerusalem Ridge. Oh, my goodness me. Listen to this with two fiddles. Mark and Maggie O'Connor, both of them fiddle geniuses. Yes, indeed. Sounds like this. Awesome. Just so smooth. Oh my goodness. Track 9 on this duo album, Mark and Maggie O'Connor. And wow, what can you say? Jerusalem Ridge. And we're going to play one more from this. This is the Appalachian Waltz. And it's pretty awesome. It doesn't really feel like a waltz, though. It's kind of interesting. It feels like a kind of a classical chamber music thing, but the Appalachian Waltz, it is. And this is one of the pieces that they will be performing with the Walla Walla Symphony there on the Cordner, on the Whitman College campus there at Cordner Hall. And it's pretty cool, but it doesn't sound like what one would envision Appalachian Waltz being. All righty, are you ready? Here we go, Mark and Maggie O'Connor, the Appalachian Waltz. Thank you. Mark O'Connor using every inch of the fiddle that he possibly could to make some of those sounds happen. And when you're as good a musician as Mark O'Connor or folks like Itzhak Perelman or Yo-Yo Ma, or guys like that, you begin to realize the potential of an instrument where it's not just the strings that are bringing the tone. The strings are just kind of the vehicle by which the tone of the instrument gets you, and the strings sort of, they sort of guide things. But the configuration and the bracing and all of those things that make an instrument do what it does, and of course the sound post and the fiddle, you know, the soul of the fiddle, although I don't know much about that kind of thing. But anyway, the point is that, or and just the wood itself. Different woods have different intonations, you know. The bluegrassers, they like their guitars built with rosewood and spruce because they like that beefy, bassy sound. And then other folks like mahogany, and other folks like say walnut or maple, because of the different types of tones and the types of experiences they can bring to the various musics that these folks play. And that's pretty cool. And you combine that then with the artist's ability to be dynamic and to emote. And it's really, that's what Mark O'Connor is all about. We started out there. Oh, we had the Jerusalem Ridge from the duo album with Mark and Maggie O'Connor. And then we went into the Appalachian Waltz. And then after that, Mark O'Connor from his album Midnight on the Waters has got a bunch of capricious on it. And Midnight on the Water and Bonaparte's Retreat. Now we're going to play one more Mark O'Connor thing here pretty quick. The Strings and Threads Suite. We'll get to that right after the break. But I have to, because I can't play four cuts in a row. So I'm going to play another fiddle player that can emote, Mr. Alistair Frazier, from his album Dawn Dance. And this is a tune that's called The Theme for Scotland that he wrote. And it's pretty neat. It's a tune that basically, when you think about what these Celtic lands went through, especially with English oppression, and a lot of folks still can't forget that. When you look at what Cromwell did to the Irish, and how some of that just continued on way up into the early 1900s. And when you look at what what King George and his troops did to the Scottish, the Jacobites up there, the Scottish peasants, and during the Scottish clearances, when they basically deported just about everybody so they could raise Spanish sheep and make a ton of money. And what they did to those folks after the Battle of Culloden, and after that whole Jacobite rebellion, and then they had the big union, the parliamentary union between Scotland and Great Britain. Boy, if Britain doesn't watch it, they're going to lose Scotland. Anyway, this particular song that Alistair Frazier composed really, really, really brings that emotion of a misty land full of a tragic, tragic people who were betrayed by their own and didn't know which way to go and who were so sorely oppressed. And this is such a cool thing, this thing called The Theme for Scotland, because he just wrings every bit of emotion he possibly can out of his violin. And when he composed this, he basically takes every bit of emotion, every bit of the sadness and the tragedy, and puts it into his fiddle. It's awesome. Alistair Frazier from the album Dawn Dance, The Theme for Scotland. Oops, whoops, whoops, I did the wrong thing there. Here's Alistair Frazier and The Theme for Scotland. Thank you. featuring the Illin Pipes and the keyboard and Alistair Fraser on his fiddle. That was the theme for Scotland. From the album Don Dance, Alistair Fraser, who actually does so much, has that whole fiddle orchestra out of San Francisco. His little kids, teaches kids fiddle. You get so many of those things, it just sounds like a big hive of bees. You get that many fiddles playing. But he does that. He's done Cape Breton music. He's done straight up albums. There's a great album he has with Jody Steckert called something about the bow. Bow's Woes or something like that. And he just does a lot of cool stuff, Alistair Fraser does, and he's still doing it. He's getting up there, and he still makes it all happen. Just taking a look before we go back to Mark O'Connor. Let me repeat one more time this Mark O'Connor, Mark and Maggie O'Connor schedule. And they start on the 4th of October in Walla Walla with the Walla Walla Symphony. And those guys are going to, by the way, they're going to do the New World Symphony as well in Cordner Hall there on the Whitman College campus. Go to www.wwsymphony.org, or you can just go to wwsymphony.org. All the information about tickets and everything is on there. This is an opportunity you just don't want to miss. I mean, the New World Symphony plus Mark and Maggie O'Connor doing their stuff, including the Strings and Thread Suite, which we'll hear right after the break. And then they go up to Spokane, and they do the Bing Crosby Theater. Get your tickets at Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT. That's 1-800-325-7328. And you can get your tickets on Tickets West, and they'll tell you all about the Mark O'Connor thing. And that's just going to be Mark and Maggie O'Connor with a pianist who will help them out with a rhythm piece. And they will be doing all kinds of stuff there as well. A lot of stuff from that duo album. There's also a newer album called, I think it's called Coming Home or The Homecoming. And that's Mark O'Connor and all of his family. Wouldn't that be awesome? Alrighty, well, you know what? We have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. And I want to take that break and enjoy the break. And so we're going to do that in just a second. And I'm thinking of maybe using different break music. Maybe a little bit of Mark or Alistair Fraser in my break music. That's what I'm thinking of doing. But then maybe not. Maybe I should just go back and do the Soldier's Joy thing, you suppose? Anyway, maybe I'll just do some Alistair Fraser in my break. Alrighty, Alistair, you want to take my break for me? Okay, here we go. Alistair Fraser in my break. And there you go. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming right back. You just hang on. We're just coming back. Goodness, Alistair, thanks so much for helping us with the break, because we needed you to help us with the break because we couldn't find all of our other stuff. Now we're all good. We found everything and everything is good. But Alistair Fraser from the Dawn Dance. Well, this is the Strings and Threads Suite with Mark O'Connor. This is from the album American Seasons. And it's a pretty good little album. And one of the things it has on it is this, oh, it's about 15 minutes long. The Strings and Threads Suite. And I don't know. I think you'll enjoy it. It's got a kind of a celebration of American music. And it has some sort of Celtic influence, and it has songs like, or little selections like Rannoch Rain, but it also has like Funky 105 and the Independence Trail and Barbecue and all kinds of things. It's kind of like a fiddle sort of Aaron Copland-y thing plus. And of course, Mark O'Connor does a lot of that crossover classical folk stuff. Okay. So this is called the Strings and Threads Suite. And it's pretty good, and it sounds like this. Thank you. That's called Strings and Threads. And it kind of celebrates the whole immigration experience and the whole Americana thing with the African-American influence on music and blues and rags. And before the blues and rags, the sailors' jigs and the Celtic farewells and the reels and the dances and how all that kind of assimilates itself, or integrates, I think is a better word, integrates itself. Mark O'Connor. And this is from the album called American Seasons. It's got some pretty cool stuff on it. It has an orchestra version of the Appalachian Waltz, which we will play next week. Yes, we will. On the show on the 17th of September. So I want you to stick around for that. Let me just reiterate one more time these Mark O'Connor things. Let's do it backwards so the Spokane people get their fair shrift. Alrighty, so on October the 6th, which is a Thursday night, Mark O'Connor's going to be in Spokane. And that'll be at the Bing Crosby Theater, along with his wife, Maggie O'Connor, who between the two of them are just, they are so, so far and above anything that you've ever seen or heard. It's just amazing. And on two fiddles, along with a pianist that they're going to bring with them. But they will be performing some of these things, the Appalachian Waltz and some of these hornpipes and jigs and things, and some sort of Eastern European, Middle European music, some sort of gypsy things. And they have this album out called Duo, which we played some cuts from. We'll play some cuts from that next week as well. But before that, on the 4th of October, they will be in Walla Walla with the Walla Walla Symphony, which will be performing the entire New World Symphony from Dvorak. And they will be doing that. And then Mark O'Connor and Maggie O'Connor will be doing his double fiddle concerto and the Appalachian Waltz and some other things, and along with the orchestra. So that'll be really something. That's the Walla Walla. That's at Cordner Hall there on the Whitman College campus. And if you go to the www.symphony.org website, www.symphony.org web, you'll find out all about it, how you can get your tickets and where you can get your tickets. And that'll be on October 4th, Mark O'Connor with the Walla Walla Symphony. And then October 6th, Mark O'Connor, sponsored by Spokane Public Radio at the Bing Crosby Theater there on First and Lincoln in Spokane. Good stuff. Good stuff. The guy's been around. I've been hearing his name since I was a kid. And he's a little younger than I am, I think. But then a lot of people are. And he used to go to the old Pine Elementary School or Trent Wood Elementary or something like that. Then he started doing Weezer and winning those fiddle contests when he was 10, 11, 12 years old. And then he just started kicking in and doing all kinds of stuff. And in his early 20s, was doing some stuff that was way far out in left field. Joined David Grisman's string, his dog jazz quartet thing. Was hanging out with those guys for a while. And worked with Sam Bush and Bela Fleck and Edgar Meyer and those guys. And did the Telluride sessions called the group Strength in Numbers. My gosh, what can you say about Mark O'Connor? What can you say? Well, let's see. I think we have time for one more fiddle cut. Yes, we do. This is a whole hour devoted to the violin and the fiddle. And one more from Alistair Fraze here, who did our break. And he did the theme for Scotland. This is called The Independence Trail. The Independence Trail and Galen's Arrival. And it goes like this. Alistair Fraze. oh my goodness, we started this thing just a little bit too late, and so we're going to have to, we'll keep it in the background here, little Alistair, little break from the Rankins. Rankins, you folks can take a little bit of a rest, okay, because it's all good. Alrighty? Okay, Amanda Cully doing the playlists and helping me when I mess up, and I messed up a lot during this last hour, and Mr. Tom Cocaine helped me out on some of that as well. Thanks to both of those folks. You want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, WSU.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047. The calendar coming up just as we start the third hour of the show. We do have a third hour, so just hang on because it's coming up. Folks can tell you about the weather and stuff. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, and I'm Dan Marr. Let's go out on Alistair Frazier here.